Making lists, we all do it. We all have feature in other people's lists. My wife gives me a list of things to do before we go on holidays. I make a list of the shopping I have to do. I make a list of all the people whose birthdays I've missed and those I don't want to miss. In other words, you know, my favourite footballers, my favourite cricketers, my favourite opera songs, you know, lists. We can't go anywhere without lists, you know. Little do we know what life, what social life would be like without lists. This audio boo is all about lists. And it follows an evening where the backstory is that last night a group of us got together in the offices of a marketing and PR company in Cork, right in the very centre of the city, just off the main high street, if you like, in Cork. And we gathered together in this office, in the kind of conference room of that office, with Wi-Fi. And five of us sat around a table. We had some tea, we had some chocolate biscuits provided very kindly by Fusion PR, F-U-Z-I-O-N PR. And the CEO of the company, the co-owner of the company, Greg Canty, was there in the room with us. And the us was a documentary photographer, storyteller guy. There was a logistics guy, in fact, a man who drives a lorry, drives a big lorry at 3 o'clock in the morning every day in Cork, very experienced at logistics, a woman who's big into education and sustainability and linking in with, she's a chemist, and actually she comes in background from London and Donegal, and who else was there? I was there, but also who else was there? Am I forgetting somebody? And come back to me in a second. There were five of us anyway. Five of us were in the room in Cork. And we had this very exciting conversation with people in other countries. And today, at least, it's calmer. And I did put up about four audio boos last night, which were raw footage, if you like, of the occasion. So that there is a kind of historical snippet, if you like, of what happened. We were in conversation using Google, using Google's feature called Google Plus, and using the feature on Google Plus called Hangouts, and the feature of Hangouts called Live on Air. In other words, what we did was live broadcast as a little live stream. And to give you a flavour of this, what actually happened is a fireman, a wonderful man, Fireman Rich, who some of you will know from Audio Boo, but most of you won't, but he's upstate New York, in New York County, or New York State, he listened in live and sent some tweets live during the event. On top of that, Mark O'Mahony, who is no relation of mine, but who works locally here as the manager of a local visitor attraction, a very good visitor attraction, and he's been very kind to me, I have to declare that interest to me and my six-year-old daughter. But he also tuned in to the Hangout live on air. And this morning, there have been a couple of audio boos, one from Mark O'Mahony, who has been good enough to say that he's got a personal interest in Kilkenny and how the people in Kilkenny could make lists about Kilkenny that would give newcomers or outsiders a better idea of what's going on in Kilkenny. So take Kilkenny as just an example of a place that the locals in a place can make lists and share them via the internet, and then people can find out things about their town or their village or their hamlet or their huge city. Very, very detailed stuff that you wouldn't easily get in other places. That would give somebody who's thinking of going to live there or a newcomer who's come to live there a better idea about whether they should or shouldn't go ahead. I mean, the last thing you want to do is go and live in a place and then up sticks and leave after a short while because you haven't adjusted well. So it's quite good to find out about places. And the other thing is you don't want to go on a holiday to a place which turns out to be crap. You basically want to go to a place that you've got good reason to think will be very good and doesn't disappoint you. So lists which tell you what you might find in you know, Carconlish or Clonmacnoise or any other long-sounding exotic Irish place name that you might find attractive because your ancestors came from there. You know, places in Offaly, for example, that presidents of big places in the world might be connected with. That's an oblique reference to Barack Obama, by the way. No, but to come back to Marco Mahony, he literally is in a practical situation where he's driving between Cork and Kilkenny, and if there are lists about Kilkenny, he'd find them very helpful. So that's a very good example. Now, at the same time, you have this guy in Denmark, Greg McQueen, GregMcQueen. And to be truthful, you know, he hasn't got all that many followers on Audioboo. 100 more people could well follow him because he produces very interesting content. But Greg McQueen is over there in Denmark, and he's an Android user, by the way. So he is inclined to sound off about Audioboo and Android, you know. He is inclined to. So those of you who want a fellow disgruntled person who doesn't think things are good enough in that sphere, you know, can link with him. But he had a lot of interesting things to say about this hangout. Greg was in the hangout himself, and he was finding himself in a situation in the hangout with people he didn't know at all. He knew one or two, but he didn't know the others. So he then finds, after he's had all this intense conversation live on air, on video, live streamed, very exciting stuff with people he's never known, that he doesn't even know their names. But the great thing is that during the hangout, and this is what I'm quoting Greg now, that a couple of us had put together a list of all the people who were in the hangout, and when the hangout finished, you know, Greg had a list of all the people he'd been talking with and whose names he hadn't taken in. And the great thing that Greg has done is he's connected that with the normal experience of going to an event where there's, you know, all the speakers might be publicised, and even in some cases you might have a list of all the people who are at the event. But you get involved in a kind of cafe-type situation in a corridor or in a cafe where you're talking with half a dozen people about something, a subtopic, if you like, or, a hyper-local topic, you know, something that interests only the six of us. And wouldn't it be great if there was a list of the people you were in conversation with? Because once that list started, you don't even need to remember all the people who were in the conversation. If you remember one of them, the list will be automatically then, or can be automatically sent to the other person who was in the conversation, and they'll add the person that they remember, and it's like a rolling ball gathering moss. You know, we don't have to have memory anymore. We can gradually get each other to add little bits, and gradually the tapestry grows. And the other thing is that we have shared memories then. So it's not just my memory of who I was on the hangout with last. But as soon as we start putting together a list, in effect, together, you add a bit to it, and I add a bit to it, and Roger Roverall adds a bit to it, and Becky McRae. I nearly thought of a thing called Harry McLary. Becky, forgive me. I don't know if you know about Harry McLary, but there's a rhyme between your name, Becky McLay, and a character in Harry McLary. Anyway, that's an aside, but there we have Becky down in Oklahoma, in a tiny community. Well, small even by Irish standards, right? A sub-village, you know, lower than a hamlet. Fewer people than that. What do you call a group of, you know, four houses? I don't know, but anyway, she lives in somewhere really tiny, you know, and she spends her time thinking and writing about how social media could, how the things that people do in small places, let me paraphrase it as best I can, the things that people do naturally in small places are actually increasingly the things that people in very big, huge, global, internet-connected places are trying to do better, trying to be human. Salute each other. Say hello when you pass each other. Stop for a short chat. Move on. Be very sociable. Be very friendly. I mean, we all know, you know, little places can be made up of, you know, jealous and terrible gossip and all that. But that's just humans. The key thing is that the qualities that make your own little local place special, they're the kind of qualities people want to hear about. Because people want to go to the little places that are characteristic in order to experience what it's like there. So that was one of the great inputs Becky made into the conversation. Now, I'm at risk of going into detail. Now, let me pull myself right back out of the detail and just to say, you know, in case you'd be thinking about how could I use this for myself, you know, first of all, you get Listly free on the internet, right? It doesn't cost you anything. You can get it and you can load it onto your mobile phone, onto your smartphone. You can load it onto your tablet. You can have it on your laptop. You can have it on your whatever other kind of computer you have. But you can work it from on the move and stationary. And you can add things into a list. And I won't go into the details of what will happen, but it's worth trying it out. You'd be very surprised how many lists you could make yourself just today while you're walking around thinking about normal life. How many times you naturally fall into using lists. So Listly's great for that. Secondly, linking up with people on Google Hangout is well worth considering. This is a little hint and suggestion on this because, you know, we had this conversation. We were in the room in Cork, five of us, all sitting in a nice little row facing the camera. The camera was the little camera on a laptop, so it was a bit like the thing you'd use for Skype. So we were captured on there. You could hear the sound of our voices. And the other people were coming from, you know, faraway places. They could be your family. You could have your family members, all the Irish diaspora, all the Jewish diaspora, all the Islamic diaspora, you know, all of the unbeliever diaspora, whatever you want to call it, you know, the whole, you know, people from your village that have gone away to other places. You could all get together and have a very cheap conference. And it does work, you know. It's a little fiddly. Don't get the expectation that it won't be without. You do need a bit of patience and persistence to get it to work. But when it does work, you come away like we did last night, and you go, wow, isn't it amazing the world we live in? Aren't I lucky that I wasn't born 100 years ago? Aren't I unlucky I'm not born in 100? I know, but you know what I mean. It really is a very good experience. And especially when people who weren't physically present in the room connect up with you. That adds another dimension altogether. You know, we are not alone. We are not alone. We have never been less alone. We were never ever alone anyway, to be honest. We just can feel alone. You can feel isolated and cut off and all that. But we are actually, whether we like it or not, we are part of a social network. We are part of society. We are who we are because of the society that we keep and because of the communities that we live in, breathe, build, help, gain from. You know, we're naturally communal people. So we might as well accept it and take advantage of the little things in life like Listly and Google Plus that can help us. And Audioboo. And any other transmedia stuff that, you know, that we want to. I'm throwing that word in there to be truthful, just because it is a handy word to have in the back of our brain, because, you know, you can mix together audio and video and tweets and blog posts, and you can publish, you know, very interestingly rich things with something for everyone in them. Anyway, here I am talking about Google Plus, Androids and stuff on from a cracked iPhone. All the very best, and thank you to everybody who's listening to this and everyone who participated last night in Listley Conf, C-O-N-F, Cork, all one word. You'll find the hashtag. It should have quite a few things on it by now. Bye-bye.